joined by the head football coach at Arkansas. Second season with the Razorbacks led them to that big win. They are 2-0. They're number 20 in the AP poll. They are hosting Georgia Southern on Saturday evening. Sam Pittman is my guest. Sam, it's great to have you on. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing so great. Thank you a lot for asking me to come on your show.
Sam, thank you very much for coming on this show. Boy, I'll tell you, there's a lot that I want to talk to you about, but why don't we start with the fact that you had the ninth largest crowd in program history at your place on Saturday night with Texas coming to town. What was the atmosphere like in that stadium before the game, and then how did you go about making sure that your guys did not get too hyped?
Well, it was incredible. It really was. It started with the hog walk, and they were, I don't know how many, 15 rows deep. It was incredible, the atmosphere. And simply because of the old rivalry between us and Texas and the passion that our guys have for the Hogs. But it wasn't hard, really, Jim, to keep them focused because we'd had such a good week of practice, and we talked about very simple ways of winning, and it's physicality and not making mistakes and holding on the ball. Those things you can do each and every week. And so the kids, they were ready to play, though. They were swarming to the football.
Sam Pittman joining us. I'm glad you mentioned, Sam, physicality, because I wanted to ask you about that. You're facing number 15, Texas, and you dominate that game. You get out to a 33-7 lead in the third quarter, rushing for 333 yards on the ground for the game. As a coach who has his roots on the offensive line, how proud were you of the line and the way they controlled the game?
It was incredible. We have a new offensive line, Cody Kennedy, and he was a grad assistant of mine when we were both at Georgia, and he's done a phenomenal job with this group. We had five starters coming back, so that certainly helped us. But, you know, as an offensive line coach and a head coach, and you're rushing for 7-plus yards a carry, it's an incredible feeling. It's very hard to match the feeling that you have, and that is just, hey, we're going to run it, and there's not a whole lot you can do about it type feeling. And I was so proud for him and the offensive line and the running backs.
Yeah, it's one thing to win that thing in the trenches, that battle in the trenches, but that was the program's first win over Texas in Fayetteville in 40 years, and they stormed the field after the game. You had a great speech, I thought, in the locker room after the win. One of the things you told your team was that Arkansas fans can wake up on Sunday, quote, "You've given them an opportunity to be proud of the damn Arkansas Razorbacks," end quote. I mean, what's it mean to you and your players to have that support and then to repay it by giving the fans something they can be proud of? Because I know how proud and how fierce that fan base is.
You know, Jim, I'm so proud to be the head coach at Arkansas, and I really, really am. I grew up 75 miles from here. I wanted the Hogs to recruit me. They didn't, Coach Holtz was right. I wouldn't have recruited me either, but I wanted to come here, and I know the passion because I have it, and our coaching staff has it, and we wanted our fans to wake up on a Sunday morning and have something to talk about besides, oh, man, the Hogs didn't play well, this, that, and the other. And our kids gave that to them. We gave back to them for helping us win because I really believe that they helped us in the win with the 76,000 people there.
See, Sam, the thing is, I mean, when you say, I love being the head coach here, I wanted this gig, a lot of coaches might have looked at the program and said, man, this is a brutal conference. That's an opportunity that's going to require a lot of work. I don't want that. I don't want that job. I don't want that challenge. Yet, as you just pointed out, you did want that. A lot of your former players wanted it for you as well. Why was that a job that appealed to you so much? And then what's it mean to have the support of so many former players?
Well, I love the state of Arkansas. I always have. As a matter of fact, Jim, my wife and I were going to retire in Hot Springs, Arkansas. We'd bought a lot down there getting ready to build before I got the head coaching job here. So I just love the water, the people. It's just a really, really neat state. For people that haven't been in the state of Arkansas, they ought to, you know, look at it because there's a lot of nice places here and really good people. And, the passion for the Hogs has been gone for a while. And I knew that any school that's won a national championship, they can get back to power. They can get back. And a lot of people go down and then come back up and, you know, I know a lot of people didn't take the job for me to get it. I understand that. I didn't care if I was one or 100. I just wanted to come back here because I knew if you had passion for this program, that you could eventually turn it around.
See, Sam, this is why everywhere you've been, players love you. And by the way, they don't like you. They love you. I can read one quote after another from players, parents over the years who love you. I know this relationships mean everything to you. I want to ask you, though, in some cases, when you get a gig like that, you've got players who played for a couple of coaching staffs and they've not seen a lot of success. It might be easy to say that the number one problem or priority is we got to get better players. You never said that. You never did that. You believed that these guys could have success quickly. Why was that?
Well, I just think that if you get a group of collective people together and you're rolling towards one vision, you can get better. Now, I didn't know if we could win a national championship or anything like that, but I know we could get better with the players that we had. The first thing I told them is I know that they didn't choose me as their head coach, but I sure as hell chose them as, you know. And so I think that resonated with them a little bit. And then we never tried to run one person off, nor did we try to keep anybody. If they wanted to get out, I said, hey, good luck to you. But we didn't try to run anybody off. We never talked about the previous head coach. We never talked about his team and my team, because the day that I got the head coaching job, it was our team, and we wanted every one of them.
And I love that. I love that. You sure as hell didn't choose me, but we chose you. And we didn't run anybody off, nor made anybody stay. There's one more interesting parallel, Sam Pittman, my guest, in the story that goes that you started roofing houses when you were young. Then you started doing things like building fences and mixing mud. And as you've said, quote, my dad would buy an old house and all of his kids would help fix it up. Some type of construction has been a big part of my whole life, end quote. Really interesting to me. Like, what were those days like and what did you learn from those experiences that help you now?
Oh, those days were awesome, Jim. But the bad part about it, every now and then, the old baseball game would get rained out. And when it did, you had to go work.
Right.
You know? And I was like, hey, I got a little Indian blood in me. And I was like, hey, no dancing. I didn't want any rained out baseball game because we'd have to go work. But my expertise was roofing. And so I roofed my way through college. I went to Pittsburgh State, and by the way, welcome to the jungle. That was we'd run out at Pittsburgh State. We were the Gorillas, and we'd run out to that song. So that was kind of cool.
That is.
Your intro song. But no, and we each one of us, there was five of us, and the girls were painters, and me and my brother were roofers and sheetrockers.
Absolutely amazing. So that stays with you until this day, and now you've got yourself a huge, huge win. What do you do, obviously, when a team has success? Sometimes success is more hard to deal with than failure. You've got Georgia Southern coming in. What's your message to your team this week?
I don't think a whole lot. Here's what happened last year. You know, we second game of the year, we beat Mississippi State on the road, and we hadn't won in, I don't know, a long time as an SEC game. Then we go to Auburn. And I don't know if you remember, but that we had there was a bad call at the end of the game at Auburn. Well, we rebounded. We played a good game at Auburn. Then we come home and we beat Ole Miss. So I think what we've done in the past where you could be pretty high and then get a low, I think we're not going to talk about any of that, to be honest with you. Our kids have a lot of pride. We know every week is so precious. I think we're going to be just fine. We're going to flush this game by about 3 o'clock this afternoon and get on to Georgia Southern.
There you go. I was just about to ask you, how long do you let them enjoy it? But by 3 o'clock this afternoon, he is the head football coach at Arkansas, second season there. And what a great win that was. What a great statement win too. A 40-21 beatdown of number 15 Texas on Saturday. Sam, great to have you on this show. I have to assume that it's not going to be the last time you and I have a conversation. Really nice to have you though. Thank you very much for doing that.
Oh, I hope it's not our last time. I've been watching you for a long time. You're so wonderful at your job. I appreciate your time.
My man, Sam, you're the best. I appreciate you saying that. And you are wonderful at your job, too. Sincerely and truly. What an absolutely awesome win for Arkansas. Emphatic. Just a beatdown of number 15 Texas. Hogs fans, how good did that feel? To his point, you could wake up the morning after and feel awesome about your program and about your team. And about being a longtime fan. You tell me, how does that feel?